This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
August 26th, 2021, a date which will live in infamy. Well, maybe not for most of us, only for Joe Biden. This was the catastrophic day in the American withdrawal from Afghanistan that Biden declared would be completed by September 11, 2021, the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks. He said U.S. troops as well as forces deployed by our NATO allies and operational partners will be out of Afghanistan before we mark the 20th anniversary of that heinous attack on September the 11th. So at that point, he said this in April. So whenever, you know, it's basically a warning order. And so here we go. American forces prepared to meet his deadline. The Taliban, the Afghan regime that had provided sanctuary to Al-Qaeda, returned to power. And according to a timeline published by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, you know, he fled the country August 15, 2021 as Taliban forces entered the capital city of Kabul. But it wasn't until 11 days after that that the big catastrophe happened. This was when an Islamic State Khorasan suicide bomber detonated explosives in the middle of Abbey Gate in the middle of a crowd. This left 13 U.S. service members dead, 170 Afghans dead, 200 or more wounded, including 18 U.S. service members. Deadliest day in the U.S. military in Afghanistan since 2011, and the first U.S. military combat death since February 2020. After that, of course, you know, from there, we had to have, you know, the movement of Afghan evacuees to the United States through the Operation Allies Refuge and the Operation Allies Welcome programs. So they do this, they get it going, we're bringing all these people in. A year later, the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security issued a report concluding that many of these were not properly vetted. The United States, and he said the United States welcomed more than 79,000 Afghan evacuees between July 2021 and January 2022 as a part of OAR-OAW. DHS encountered obstacles to screen, vet, and inspect all Afghan evacuees arriving as part of Operation Allies Refuge and Operation Allies Welcome. Specifically, U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not always have critical data to screen, vet, or inspect the evacuees. We determined some information used to vet the evacuees through U.S. government databases, such as name, date of birth, identification number, and travel document data. And we determined that was inaccurate, incomplete, or missing. We also determined CBP admitted or paroled into evacuees who were not fully vetted into the United States. As a result, DHS may have admitted or paroled individuals into the United States who pose a risk to national security and the safety of local communities. One of these winners, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi, he pled guilty this June to terrorism-related offenses in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Oklahoma. He had entered the United States just 2 weeks after the ISIS-K terrorist attack at the Kabul airport. Tawhidi entered the United States on September 9, 2021, on a special immigrant visa and is currently on parole status pending adjudication of his immigration proceedings. He was a native and citizen of Afghanistan, pled guilty today in federal court in Oklahoma City to two terrorism-related offenses: conspiring and attempting to provide material support and resources to the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, or ISIS, a designated foreign terrorist organization, and receiving, attempting to receive, and conspiring to receive firearms and ammunition in furtherance of a federal crime of terrorism. Tawhidi described his actions in a written statement filed in court as part of the petition. His colleague in the plot, his brother-in-law, Abdullah Haji Zada, was sentenced last month to 15 years in prison. Zada, 19 years old, entered the country before Biden became president, according to a sentencing memorandum filed by the U.S. attorney in his case. Mr. Zada, who was 17 years old at the time of his arrest, is a citizen of Afghanistan with legal permanent resident status. And Mr. Zada worked with Mr. Tawhidi to obtain firearms for use in a thwarted Election Day terrorist attack on behalf of ISIS, which Mr. Tawhidi has admitted was intended to kill as many people as possible. Don't these guys sound like just a bunch of laughs? Then, the day before Thanksgiving, we had two members of the National Guard shot in D.C. by Ramanala Lakhanwal. He entered the United States like Tawhidi the month after the ISIS terror attack at the Kabul airport. So, Mr. Lakhanwal, you know, he had a resume of sorts. He worked with us. He worked for us. He worked in Kandahar as part of a partner force. Here's the question: how many more of these in the 79,000? Right, 79,000. So I just identified three that had been identified as terrorists. How many more are out there that are terrorists, that are here? Where are they? What are they up to? With all things Islamic, we're just going to have to admit to ourselves that we don't need to let them in. And that's okay, because they're not really interested in assimilating and becoming, you know, Yankees fans. They're not really interested in tailgating with us. They're not interested in hanging out. They're not interested in any of that stuff. What they are interested in is the proliferation of Islamic fundamentalism. And anybody listening to me right now, this moment, probably would not find that compatible with their current lifestyle. And this is the, you know, this is the legacy of the Biden administration. In addition to the Afghans and the Somalis and, you know, the cartels and all the other things, the Chinese, the wide open borders, all the other things. This is the legacy of the Biden administration. And I guess in time, we'll see where that goes, because it's here right now in the middle of us. It's in our midst. Very present with us today. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. But we'll see. We're going to see. Now, Reagan warned us about a centralized media, and we should have listened. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Power, when it is concentrated, is always the enemy of freedom. And the founders knew this. That's why they have the three semi-co-equal branches. Now, Ronald Reagan looked at the media marketplace and he tried to apply the same logic there. And they created limits on how large of a national audience any single broadcaster could reach. He recognized that when one entity controls too much of the information pipeline, the public's ability to hear diverse viewpoints is the first casualty. And today, we find ourselves in the same boat. The same boat. Nexstar Media Group, country's largest owner of local TV stations, they want regulators in Washington to bless a takeover of something called Tegna, another massive station group. And the merged company would own more than 260 stations across the country, and they would be piping local newscasts, quote-unquote, to over 80% of American homes, more than double the limit Congress wrote into the law. Now, if Congress wrote into law that they couldn't, I would think they would just go ahead and say, okay, well, no, you can't. But this isn't competition. That's domination. And it would transform the system of local news into something far more nationalized, homogenized, and influenced. Now, Trump understands the stakes. He got on Truth Social, and he posted a warning against lifting or waiving the ownership cap, and he was exactly right. And his concern wasn't merely about Nexstar. It was about the precedent. If the FCC were to blow apart these very decades-old limits, every major network will then race to exploit the opening. And once the guardrails fall, no regulator would be able to keep the others from following the same path. And now, we have more proof of this. The Capital Forum recently reported that Fox is exploring a deal that would give it operational control over CBS's owned and operated stations nationwide. So in other words, the major networks aren't waiting for permission. They're positioning themselves for a regulatory free-for-all. Now, I don't want to see any of them get out there and have a monopoly on. There should be no monopolies on anything. That way leads to tyranny. In this case, all of a sudden we would be giving over all of the airwaves to one entity. And it is a fantasy to believe that Washington could throw the door wide open for a few companies and then somehow keep it shut for their peers and competitors. courts won't permit that kind of selective enforcement. And we don't want them to start doing that. This sort of arbitrary... This is what the administrative state overreach would be like, given free rein. That's why the FCC put those limits there in the first place. Now, Nexstar, Nexstar is a company that they pitch themselves as sort of neutral. And then they built their lineup around Chris Cuomo. Which is, that's hardly neutral. Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Jason. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
So, yes, sir.
Just wanted to, your last segment about assimilation, just wanted to interject my two cents. I married an Arab from Iraq, from Baghdad, from Mesopotamia, and I'm a former Marine. And you are right. Most do not want anything to do with our culture. They want to bring their own ways here. But just for your listeners, and I'm sure you know this as well, there are some really good Arabs as well, some really good people. And I do believe that is by far the minority. Unfortunately, I do believe that is the minority. My wife's dad was a general, grew up with Saddam. And when Saddam, I didn't believe it when she said he was a general until she started showing me pictures with the former president of Iraq. And I'm like, whoa, that's Baba. And she said, yeah, that's Baba. And I was amazed. So when Saddam came in power, he allowed his generals to have the option of leaving or not. I was also surprised to find out about that. But he did. They were refugees to Jordan and then refugees to America. And they're really great people. And unfortunately, it is the exception and not the rule. I just wanted to give that one little perspective of my experience with her whole entire family.
Okay, well. I was talking about Afghans in the last segment, but good to know.
Well, I've just meant a lot of people lump them all together, and I'm not saying you do specifically, and nor am I saying, hey, we need to open up the borders. That is not my point. That is not my point at all. I just think a lot of people, including some experiences that she's had here, very unfortunate experiences of judgment, when we don't even know anything about her, we just look at her color of skin or her accent, and she's really a wonderful person, and many probably aren't in regards to wanting to be like America and assimilate with our culture. So I hope you understand the reason for my call. I appreciate your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you very much. Okay. Could have sworn I was talking about the Afghans. Anyway. David Gates. I remember David Gates is the Windows Meister. And, then he became the Climate Change Meister. Now he wants to be the the AI Meister. And I don't really know exactly what he wants to be when he grows up. But most of these things that he wants to do, I want to know who authorized him to actually do these things. Some of these things you just can't do. Sometimes you have to ask permission, David. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Bill Gates. I would love it if people like Bill Gates would, stay in their lane. He's a billionaire. He made his money in computers with Windows. And, you know, I have a couple of Windows computers. I'm not a big Windows fan. I'm more of a Mac fan. And that's just because I work in media. But just like any other person that gets a bit of notoriety, which I imagine being a billionaire is very notorious. He decided to start lecturing me and you. He wrote books about climate change, and he toured the world, and he urged nations to spend trillions on new energy systems. According to him, there was danger at every turn. Then he released a memo claiming that climate change won't end humanity. And he called for calm thinking and saying fear does more harm than good, because he realized that AI, these AI centers, they were going to take a little more than, you know, solar power and wind power to make them work. Now, for me, I never bought into the climate panic. For a moment, I had this odd fantasy that he had caught up with reality. And afterwards, I watched him push the strangest idea yet. He wants to dim the sun. And it laid it out in detail while describing his plan to scatter sunlight away from the earth. What better way of describing a man who now downplays climate danger? Funding a plan meant for the world on the verge of collapse. He switches talking points like Stephon Curry cross dribbles. He's out there now saying, don't panic. Nothing to see here. All is well. This is a guy who panicked for years. He's claiming that we're going to adapt, which, you know, sounds like stuff I've been saying. He tells leaders to focus on fighting poverty and disease instead of chasing perfect temperature goals. A message that many people believe sounds reasonable. But he also wants some solar geoengineering to weaken sunlight, which that's also an idea he's backed for nearly 20 years through scientists who want to spray particles into the sky to reflect the light. And he supports research that many climate activists call reckless. Now he's telling people to relax while he pays for a project built for a world on fire. His words drift one way, his money drifts the other. Which way are you going to go? Now, plants don't vote. Trees couldn't care less about debates. And algae in the ocean doesn't follow climate politics. There's one significant thing they share, though. They all need sunlight. Algae alone produces a large share of the oxygen that we breathe. And it depends on a stable source of light to survive. And you shade the planet and the algae shut down and it breaks food chains. It changes fish stocks and it slides the weather balance out of whack. Even a slight drop in sunlight worsens harvests, shifts rainfall, and hurts the poorest regions first. Now, Gates, I think he thinks that this is like Windows. You can fix a software issue with an update. Solve it in a matter of days. Yeah. Is it? That's right, it is. It is. Yes, yes. Because of the radiation, isn't it? They put up the shield, the dome around the Earth. I remember that. McLeod did. That's how he was driving a Porsche. Right? So, we can call Bill Gates Highlander from now on. He can be McLeod. McLeod's plan treats the sun like a light switch that he can dial back when he feels like it. Now, people who never feared climate change would say, okay, the world won't collapse. But they also saw that Gates wants credit for sounding calm while he's funding sky experiments that no sane government would test. Now, here's the big question. No one elected Gates to tinker with the sky. The threats behind Gates is one of those large Scrooge McDuck vaults of money, a fortune large enough to advance global projects, and uses that wealth to influence science and farming and medicine and energy policy. And some of those efforts do help people. Others create problems. But trying to control sunlight steps into a territory no sane person should enter. Now, presidents and governors get called out by voters who fire them by voting them out of office. Bill can't be fired. McLeod has no public accountability, and he funds projects that could reshape rainfall patterns and growing seasons and ocean life. He sits there and goes, "Trust me! I'm only backing research." But research turns into pressure, and pressure turns into action. And once labs and hardware are in place, politicians hear arguments from teams that want to use the tools they built. And the door swings open whether the public asks for it or not. And now McLeod says that humanity is going to survive climate change while funding an idea that would change sunlight for every creature on Earth. That can't exist in the same place. Nature depends on a steady source of light. Oceans depend on algae. Crops depend on strong sunlight. And Gates built his fortune based on computers, not climate systems. So a man who's out there, claiming this, it's one of those things. It reminds me of Animal House when Kevin Bacon's out there going, "All is well," right before he gets trampled. So the guy claiming the calm judgment shouldn't gamble with the sky simply because he has the money to try. And we should be taking a look at him and saying, "What are you doing, dude? You don't get to do this. You don't get to do this." I'm sure he's probably doing it in some, in one of these places where, not America yet. Not America at all. But we'll see. Now, when it comes to crime, the authorities, right, they know exactly who's doing it. They do. They just don't do anything about it. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, going back to Stockton, right? One thing that I mean, we knew this in the early 20-teens that through social media that law enforcement knew exactly where all the bad guys are. We knew what block they were on. We knew where, what apartment they were in. We still know that today. It's very easily sussed out because it's an incredibly small amount of people that do most of the crime. And most of the crime is in a very highly concentrated area. Very concentrated. And the problem here is that with these kind of things, instead of going after the root cause of what this is, which is the perpetrators, they go after objects like guns. And gun violence is a distraction. Not because that violent acts don't involve firearms, but it's also like saying knife violence. Or if I punch you in the face, that's hand violence. And it's stupid and intentionally deceptive. Gabrielle Giffords, she got out there. And Specialist Sarah Beckstrom deserved a long, full life. Gun violence steals too many futures. We must honor her by fighting for a safer country, one where all Americans are protected from gun violence. I don't want to get into another stupid fight about gun control. Gun control doesn't work. And when any leftist starts mouthing out about how we need to control guns, I don't even bother to argue most of the time anymore. I just want to know how you intend to do it. Because that genie has, you know, left the building. Yes, I did combine those two. There are more guns than people in the United States and trillions of rounds of ammunition. Even if I wanted you to do it, how would you do it? You don't know how you would do it. You don't know. And, you know, until you can explain that, you know, I don't know what you need to do. Now, Joe Biden had the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. And, well, his recommendations were sort of crazy. But going back to Stockton, what do we know about Stockton? Well, that was a result of a Filipino Crip gang. Right? It was his daughter. I believe the guy's name is Nano of the Muddy Boys gang, one of at least two mostly Filipino Crips gangs in Stockton. And it's his daughter who's having a birthday party where multiple gangster rappers were present. 14 shot, 4 killed. So, yeah, it was a gang shooting. And Stockton knew about it. Stockton knew who these players are, right? So whether convicted or not, they are all criminals, and they've all likely been through the criminal justice system. And all of this could have been prevented if the lawmakers and the activists and the police, and especially the prosecutors and the judges, did their job instead of cultivating a culture of violence and impunity. Like Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell. When a man, this is quoting him, when a man does 6 or 7 crimes, we do not know his life story. Maybe he was hungry, therefore I have zero desire jailing him. Doesn't that take a little context, Your Honor? I mean, what if he was a rapist? Do people rape people because they're hungry? Almost every perpetrator of horrific crimes is a known wolf. Most of the violent crime in our society is committed by a very small group of easily identified criminals, and most of them have had many interactions in law enforcement over the years. And a lot of these people have active social media accounts where they brag about their exploits, and this is how we know where they are. And they do this because they know the system will let them off. Now, most of the time, that isn't true if they get caught committing murder unless they're juveniles, which is why gangs recruit juveniles to commit these crimes. But a very uncomfortable fact in crime data, violent crime is not random. Violent crime in U.S. is not evenly spread, not culturally, not geographically, not mathematically. It's concentrated, absurdly concentrated in fractions of fractions of population. And this isn't an ideology. It's decades of DOJ, police department, academic data. Less than 0.5% of residents linked to 50 to 70% of shootings. Most homicide suspects have 8 to 12 plus prior arrests. Victims usually know their attackers. Violence clusters block to block, not citywide. You're not going to solve the violence problem solely by focusing on the known wolves, but you will solve a lot of it, including the violence that threatens society. There will still be domestic violence. People will still snap. And all the usual ills that have plagued mankind since we emerged from the ooze. But we could prevent shootings like this if we actually wanted to. Now, we don't have to go to like the CECOT level, you know, the El Salvador level of repression, because we don't have their level of violence just yet, but we know where they are. We know where they are. All of the victims of that shooting, 8, 9, 14, and 21. And no matter how much you want to say, Oakland's or Stockton's mayor said, it's never been gangster to kill kids. It's always been gangster to kill kids. Your honor, you know, your honor, always been gangster. So enough of that nonsense. I don't really want to go through that with you anymore. You're just an idiot. I would really love for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is effective government. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.